Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The official term is involuntary separation. The reality is, thousands of salaried General Motors workers began losing their jobs today, part of a major restructuring at GM, a 15% reduction in white-collar jobs, and coupling that with shutting down four U.S. plants and one in Canada. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is with us. What do we know, Daniel, about how many salaried workers will be let go?
The number bumps around, to be honest with you. Originally, they wanted to take out 8,000. They had 2,250 who decided to go voluntarily, but they also cut some independent contractors. So that took some more out of the system. They were not per se, you know, full-time employees. So then the number is moving around. I mean, I've seen numbers of 4,400. We don't really know exactly where it is going to be. We also know it's going to be a rolling kind of thing, as I understand it. So as different departments are handling it at different times. And this is not an easy process. There's no question about it.
No, I've got to imagine for people sitting in offices and wondering if they're going to get called into the boss's office, this has got to be just a very, very tough thing to go through.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think when we get some clarity on where some of this happens in what certain areas, you know, I've had conversations with people, GM veterans mostly, who have talked about that wouldn't be surprised if there are certain kinds of engineering, for example, that starts to be winnowed down. People that are experts in certain kinds of internal combustion engines, for example, and things like that over time. I just don't really know, and it's not profitable for us to speculate as to where exactly it's going to all happen.
I guess it is worth a refresher course. I know mm-hmm. you and I have talked about this, to explain to everybody why this is happening. Why is GM doing this?
Well, this is breaking a decades-old paradigm, which is that auto companies cut when times are bad, sales are dropping, and profits are going away. And none of those things are happening right now. Sales continue to be very strong. Profitability is good. The company is doing well. It's making roughly $1 billion a month pre-tax in North America, which is an astonishing number when you think about it. And yet they are moving against plants and against people. Couple of things. One is General Motors coming out of its bankruptcy, while it did close plants and lay off folks, it still had too much plant capacity in the United States. And of the three Detroit-based automakers, it has the worst capacity problem. So what it's really trying to do here is move at a time when the economy is in better shape. I think they feel it gives them more options. Two, they recognize that if things do start to slow down in an appreciable way, and I'm not talking about just down to 16 million units a selling rate from 17 million. I'm talking about a precipitous drop into the lower teens or the mid-teens. They can't cut fast enough when things really start to unravel. And I think they feel that if they can take some of these actions now, they will be in a better position to weather some of that stuff, as well as to increase cash generation and invest in the new technologies of autonomy, electrification, and mobility. That's what's driving a lot of this. It's maximizing and optimizing the car and truck business of today. And by doing that, freeing up more cash to invest in new technologies for the future.
Do we have a sense, Daniel, is there a market elsewhere for these people who are being cut now by General Motors? How likely might they be to find jobs with other companies?
Well, I've been told anecdotally by people inside General Motors who are senior management types that there are companies that are reaching out to General Motors, suppliers, other engineering type of companies, and asking about their talent. Even in the communication shop, apparently, there's been some outsiders that have been asking other people that you can recommend, et cetera. That's part of the calculation here. I think General Motors, in doing this, comes off looking, frankly, a little cold-blooded. I think what they're trying to do here is, within that whole process, and I think they're aware of that, trying to work with people to place them potentially in other jobs. And I think they feel that the economy, because it's, relatively speaking, is in a pretty strong position. And you look at how many jobs are being created on a monthly basis. We just had a jobs report that really outperformed the expectations on a month-to-month basis. The economy is creating jobs. Now, is it going to be the kind of job that one of these people wants to go into? I can't speak to that because I don't know.
Now, what about white-collar workers at Ford or FCA? Mm-hmm. Could we see that happening there?
Yes and no. Ford clearly has got, in the middle of a restructuring, it is unspooling at a much slower pace than General Motors. CEO Mary Barra makes decisions and goes. CEO Jim Hackett at Ford tends to be much more deliberate. I think we're going to see some white-collar actions at Ford probably in the second quarter of this year. They just announced some actions in Europe. They've got to get Europe back up to snuff. They've really been struggling there. It's a tough market, and it's also much harder to reshape your workforce and cut jobs, frankly, in Europe than it is in the United States. FCA, on the other hand, really has taken actions about 3 years ago. You may remember CEO Sergio Marchionne announced about 3 years ago they were getting out of the U.S. car business. Everybody thought he was nuts. And in that process, they reconfigured where they were building various things and got ahead of everybody else on this whole SUV crossover trend in the market. And he saw something that I think other people, Ford and General Motors, have kind of more belatedly come to the same conclusion that he came to. Point is, they've done their restructuring, and they are much more aggressive managing their salaried headcount on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis. Do we have the right people? Do we have the right people in the right jobs? Do we need more here? Do we need less there? I talked to CEO Mike Manley about this at the Detroit Auto Show, and he said for him, this is kind of a week-to-week, month-to-month kind of process. It's something you always keep your finger on. It's not something you just come back to. You know, one of the things that Ford CEO Jim Hackett told me in a recent interview was a lot of the cost savings that Ford got coming out of the meltdown 10 years ago, they've lost it all. It's like the person that loses 25 pounds and then wakes up and they've gained it all back. And that's essentially what's happened, I think, with Ford and their white-collar workforce, and so they're having to deal with it.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thank you, Daniel.
You bet.